From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
The United States and Great Britain have conducted a steady offensive against terrorist networks and terror regimes. We are dismantling the Al-Qaeda network, leader by leader, and we're hunting down the terrorist killers one by one.
This is a battle that can't be fought or won only by armies. We are so much more powerful in all conventional ways than the terrorists. Yet even in all our might, we are taught humility. In the end, it is not our power alone that will defeat this evil. Our ultimate weapon is not our guns, but our beliefs.
The 2nd Brigade, the plan is that they would return in August, having been there something like 10 months. And the 1st Brigade of the 3rd Infantry Division is scheduled to return in September. And they would have been in there since about January, so that would be a total of about 9 months.
My husband and his men have been there since September of 2002. That's not right. That's not what these guys signed up for, to never be home.
We have a deficit that is a concern, but it is a manageable one, and we are working to address it. The president's highest priorities will always be winning the war on terrorism, protecting the American people, and getting our economy growing stronger and faster.
The problem that I have with the president's presentation today is that there seems to be no shame, no shock, and no solution.
The recently passed tax legislation will provide a considerable lift to disposable incomes of households in the second half of the year, even after accounting for some state and local offsets.
Where is the momentum in this economy? For the past few sessions here, you have predicted job growth and wealth creation. And all we have seen, at least in my city, is more job loss and the loss of wealth.
I always do my best to give you the fullest answers from the president that I possibly can. And I hope that I've endeavored to do that and do it well in the course of our interaction.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you for letting me serve. Thank you.